Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Vav. We are holding on daf Nun Heim and Beis. We're at the mission on the bottom of daf Nun Heim and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Alila Nishmas, his mother, Goldabah Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about the Megadef, and what that means exactly, how one is going to be Mechayev for being Mekalel es Hashem. The Gemara is going to have a discussion. How do I know that when the Pasuk says, Benakvo, shame you must, that that's referring to being Mekalel es Hashem? Maybe it means stabbing the Shem Hashem, or maybe it means something else, being Hoges Hashem. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we know what the words actually mean. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the dinim of a Ben Noach, who is Mekalel Hashem. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that lists all of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The Gemara is going to suggest that there may be more than Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. We're going to suggest a number of other mitzvos that might have been included on the list of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And we're going to talk about, okay, now I know what Mitzvos B'nei Noach were chayiv in. What about earlier than that? What about B'nei Adam HaRishon? What mitzvos were they chayiv in? So essentially, Amud Aleph is about Megadef, Amud Beis is about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So let's begin the very bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis. HaMegadef Enu Chayiv Ad Sheyefarish Hashem. That the Megadef, someone who's Mevarich Es Hashem, is only going to be Chayiv Skila if he says Beferush what the Shem actually was. The Chidush Aran in Dibra Maschal Megadef says that the reason the Tana of our Mishnah uses the term Megadef is because he assumes, like the Shita of the Chachamim in Meseches Krisus Dav Zayin, that when it says Megadef in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, that means someone who's Mevarich Hashem. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva thinks Megadef means Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the reason our Mishnah is referring to the person as a Megadef and not a Mekalel is because the Chachamim don't like to use the term Mekalel in the context of Shem Hashem, even saying what the Avera is in such an explicit way by using a term that couldn't mean anything else is so uncomfortable for the Chachamim to use, for Chazal to use, when describing how one who does this Avera behaves. So we use the term Megadef, which is a little bit more of a vague Lashon, that it's even subject to Machlokas Tanayim, what the Lashon means. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha adds, B'chol Yom Dan Seidim B'kinoi. Throughout the entire court case when they're judging the Megadef, they don't actually use the Shem Hashem when they describe what he said. They use some other name in place of the Shem Hashem. For instance, Yake Yossi Es Yossi. They'll use the term Yossi instead of the actual Shem Hashem. And that's what they do and up until the very last day when they have to do the Gemar Din. Why, of all examples to give for a name that they're going to use other than the Shem Hashem, would you use the name Yossi? So Rashi in Dibra Maskel Bekal points out because it has four osios, just like the Shem Havaya has four osios, and the gematria of the word Yossi is the same as the gematria of the word Elokim. So it resembles the Shem Hashem most closely. The Aruch quotes another reason that Yossi has three letters from the actual, got a Yud, a Vav, and a Yud, which is a gematria of 26, which is the Shem Havaya. So you take out the Samuch, and the other three letters of the name Yossi actually equal 26. So that's why the Aruch explains why we use the example of Yossi. So that's as the court case is going on. Nigmar Adin, when they have a Gemar Din from the Mekalel and they want a Paskin that he's Chayiv Misa, Lo Horgin Bikinoi, they can't kill him based on Eidos of Edim because they were only Meyid with a Kinoi and they never actually heard what he actually did. That's so they haven't heard Eidos, so he's going to be Chayiv Misa. So what do you do? El Motzin Kol Adam L'chutz. They send everyone out of the Beis Din because they're going to have to hear the actual klala, and they don't want other people to hear that. Every additional person that hears a klala of the Shem Hashem is an additional chilul Hashem. So shalin es hagadol shebinei, and then the dayanim ask the gadol among the two edim va'omerlo, and they say to him, emor masha shemata beferish. Now you have to tell us exactly what you heard. Vuhu omer, and he says the klala by actually mentioning the Shem Hashem. Now the Yerushalmi asks the question, what? V'chiyom l'adam kadefas Hashem? You're going to tell a person to be magadefas Hashem? You're telling an innocent aid who never did anything wrong, you're telling him to repeat chilul Hashem? Yerushalmi thinks that that is unthinkable, unimaginable. So the Yerushalmi says, no, we don't say that you should repeat exactly what the Mekalel said. We say that shame that amarti b'fneichem, that I said before you, the shame Hashem that I have now identified, well, that's the shame that he used to be Mekalel, and with that he was Mekalel, but they never actually repeat the phrase that they heard. However, Rashi sounds very much not that way, because Rashi says, yeah, the second aid doesn't need to repeat the entire curse. The second aid doesn't need to repeat the entire curse. Sounds very much from Rashi, but the first aid actually does need to repeat the entire curse. V'adayanim omdim al ragleyam, and as soon as that dayanim hear that direct testimony, they stand up, v'korin, they tear their clothing, v'loma achin, and they never sew up that tear. V'asheni omer afani kamahu, and then the second aid says, yeah, I heard the same thing. V'ashlishi omer, and if there happens to be a third aid, he says, afani kamahu, I too have heard the same thing. With the fact that the Mishnah discusses an aid shlishi is to be mechadesh, that even though you only need two aidim in order to be mechayev someone, and even though this Amira is considered an Amira Gemura as far as Nazirus, but you need all of the Edom to say it. It's not an additional Zilzul B'Shem, meaning one might have thought Afani Kamohu would be a problem to get any more than the minimum number of Edom that are absolutely necessary to even say the words Afani Kamohu is going to be problematic in this context, because after all, the phrase Afani Kamohu is a binding phrase of a Lashon of Nazirus. If one guy says Hareini Nazir and another one says Afani Kamohu, so we view it to mean like, amen, that I'm all in, everything you said, I'm saying. So one might have thought that a third aid should not say Afani Kamohu. Now, why did we mention the idea of a third aid? The Gemara is going to say that it's going like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if one of them is becomes an Eid Zomim or becomes Mukhash, then the whole Eidus is going to be batal. So we need the Eidus because it could, like this, because it might be that it's going to be batal, and that's only if all of the Eidim are going to say their Eidus. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. That's how we judge a case of Megadeth. So Tana Achi Varak Shem B'Shem. The Tana of the Brisa says that a Mekalel is only going to be Chayv Misa if he's Mevarik Shem B'Shem. That he says, Yaka, this shame, S, that shame. He says which is an unusual formulation, but that's just the way it has to be. Gzeris HaKosov, the Chidush Aran writes that the Shomea is, someone who Shomea Aklala has to tear Kriya even if he doesn't hear someone being Mevarik Shem B'Shem. This requirement of being Mevarik Shem B'Shem is only to be Mechayev the guy Misa. He also writes that if Yisrael is Mekalel, he's Chayev Malkus even if he's not Mevarik Shem B'Shem. That's what the Aruch Liner writes as well. The Svar is very simple, because it's not possible that you're going to have something that a Ben Noach is going to be more Chomer than a Yisrael about in terms of the Din. That a Ben Noach is going to be in violation, but a Yisrael who does it is not in violation. A Ben Noach is Musar even if he's not Mekalel Shem B'Shem. So if Ben Noach is going to be Musar even if he's not Mekal Shem B'Shem, then it must be that Yisrael is also Musar. As far as Chiv Misa, it's only Achei Kal Shem B'Shem. Meaning that idea that a din of a Yisrael cannot be more Kal than a din of a Ben Noach, that's as far as what the Isser is. That you can't have a thing, you can't have an Avera that's an Avera for a Ben Noach and not an Avera for Yisrael. Because it's unthinkable that at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. What do I mean, Kedusha Kala? Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. We view mitzvos as being the Mekadesh of a person. So it can't be that prior to Matan Torah we had a higher level of Kedusha in a certain sense, and then Matan Torah comes and we have a lower level of Kedusha. As far as Onesh, that we're okay with. I mean, it could be that the Ben Noach has a more severe onesh, right? That's what we had an expression yesterday, that the Torah was chasa al Yisrael, that the Torah is rachmanus on Yisrael. That's why there's a discussion in the Chasam Sofer as a tshuva, where he talks about at what age a ben Noach becomes a bar mitzvah, meaning ben Noach is chayiv in sheva mitzvos. When does he become chayiv in sheva mitzvos? At 13, the Chasam Sofer points out, is a shir. The Rush writes in the tshuva that it's a shir like Hezayis and Kibetz. So 13, the age of 13 or 12 for a girl, is a shir. And the Rambam writes that shiurim are all halach l'moshe b'sinai, and b'nei Noach are not included in shiurim. A ben Noach eats Avram and a chayiv b'kol shehu, he's chayiv misa. So we see clearly a ben Noach is going to be chayiv for these things, even at an earlier age. And that doesn't bother us, because it's aser, all these averos are aser for Yisrael, for a ben Noach, for everything. But a ben Noach is going to be chayiv, a more chamer dik a misa. That doesn't bother us. The Torah is chas al Yisrael. But the idea that a ben Noach would be chayiv in something that Yisrael is not chayiv in at all, that's unthinkable. So that's what the Ran writes over here in the Orchon Er as well, that ad shivarach shem b'shem means to be mechayiv misa. But for an iser, absolutely it's aser. And he's going to be chayiv malchus if you just see her regular mevarach Hashem when it's not shem b'shem. So it says, minani mili, how do I know that you need to be mevarach shem b'shem? Amar Shmuel, damar kra, because the pasuk says, v'nokev shem Hashem osimas, v'nokvo shem you must. So the double expression teaches us it needs to be nokev shem b'shem. Mimai dahi nokev lishon debruchihu. How do you know the term nokev means kilas Hashem? Maybe the term nokev means something else. D'chsiv ma'ekov lo kabo kel. That Bilam says about Klal Yisrael that I can't do anything. I can't curse if God didn't curse them. So there you see the term is a term of cursing. Vasarase mehalcha. And the ashara for cursing Hashem is from the following pasuk, Elohim lo sekalel, meaning the pashtus of the pasuk is it's Elohim lo sekalel. They're not allowed to curse a judge, but we darshan it as Elohim lo sekalel. They're not allowed to curse God. The ema mivrasu, maybe no cave may doesn't mean cursing. Maybe it means puncturing, stabbing, making a hole in something. Dichsiv, because after all, that is what it means in Sefer Melachim Beis when it says Vayikov chor bedalto, that chor made a he made a hole in the door. Who made a hole in what door? So this is talking about Yoyada HaKohen. He needed to make a collection from the people in order to be mechazik the Bedek HaBayis. So he put a pushka, he put a big box right next to the Mizbeach for people to drop money in, and he made a slot. He took a knife and he made a slot in the box. That's why Yikov Chor. That was the first pushka. It was, so people were able to drop money into the slot. But over there, no cave means to make a hole. V'asarase mehacha, and the asar is derived from the pasuk v'ibadtem Hashemam lo sasun kein Hashem Elokeichem, that you're supposed to destroy the shame of an avodah zarah, but do not do that to Hashem Elokeichem. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe it doesn't mean curse. Maybe it means to actually stab the shame. So it says more being ashamed of shame v'leka. No, because in order to be chayiv for no cave es shame, you need to be no cave es shame b'shame. How do you stab a shame with the shame? If you're talking about talking, you're talking about cursing. So I understand how such a thing could happen. When you're talking about a physical stabbing, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I could think of a way to do it. You put two pieces of paper that both have the Shem Hashem on it, and you stab right through both of them. So it says, that's just stabbing it twice. I mean, that's just stabbing Shem Hashem twice. You're not using the Shem Hashem to stab the Shem Hashem if you do that. Okay, I got another way you could do it. Maybe you engrave or write the Shem Hashem on the edge of a knife, and you use that knife to stab the Shem Hashem. So you're stabbing the Shem Hashem with the Shem Hashem. Says no. It's the sharpness of the knife that's actually stabbing the Shem Hashem. In that case, it is not the Shem Hashem. Happens to be the knife has the Shem Hashem on it, but that's contributing nothing to the actual cutting of the other Shem Hashem. So says Gemara. Okay, so I understand that no cave cannot mean that you're stabbing, that you're making a hole in something. But me'ema prushe shmei Hu. Maybe it means your Hoges Hashem El Siosav, that you're pronouncing the Shem Hashem, Dechsiv, because after all, when it goes through the Shemos of the Bnei Yisrael, after that comes a Mishkan, it says, Ve'ikach Moshe V'Aaron HaSanoshem E'ila Asher Nikvu B'Shemos, that were called by name. So in that context, Nikvu means to call something by name. So maybe Nokev Es Shem means the same thing. V'Asrasi Me'ach, and the Asar would be Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, that you have to have a Mora of the Shem Hashem, and that means not saying the Shem Hashem Beferish. So says Marachada, first of all, to be in a shame, v'shem v'lecha. If it really meant Hoges Hashem Bels Yosef, how could you ever have doing shame b'shem? That doesn't make sense. So va'od, and furthermore, you can't say that the asara was from Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, because Havilei Asaras Asei. That would be an Asaras Asei, Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, not a Los Asei. V'Asaras Asei, Lo Shema Asara. And that would not qualify as an asara. An asara has to be in a negative form, not in a positive form. V'ibay Seima, or I could explain that Nokev has to mean Mekalel, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by the Ben Isha Yisraelis that was Mekalel, it says Vayikov, and then it goes on and says Vayekalel. So clearly it means Lameimra, Dinokev Klalahu, that Vayikov means that he said a Klala. So that's how we know that the word means a Klala. Says Gemara, no, that doesn't mean it means a Klala, Vidilma Adav Tarvayhu. Maybe you got to do both. You got to be Nokev, which might mean Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef, and you need to be Mekalel. So says that cannot be what it means, because the pasuk says that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as the onesh of the mekalel, hotzias a mekalel, take the mekalel out, v'rogmo sokol eido, you'll give him, that everyone's going to give him skila, v'loksiv hotzias a nokev a mekalel. It doesn't say take out the guy who is nokev a mekalel. So shmami nachadi, it must be that he did one and only one avera, and that is being mekalel, not that he was also nokev as a separate avera, but rather the definition of nokev is mekalel. Period. So that's how we know Nokev means Mekalel. You need to be Mekalel, Sashem B'Shem, in order to be Chayiv Skila. So now the Gemara says, okay, and what if a Ben Noach does Kilah Sashem? So Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa that says as follows. By the parsha of the Mekalel, it says, Ish, Ish, Ki, Yekalel, Elokov, V'Naso Cheto. So we darshin, Ish, Matam Lomar. What's the pasuk teaching me? When it says ish ish ish, it says it in a double expression. The rabbi says of the chavim shemusar and al birkas Hashem ki Yisrael, that an over chavim is musar in this isra of birkas Hashem like a Yisrael. They naragin al b'saif, but they're only going to be chayv saif. Even though they're musar like a Yisrael, they have a different onesh, because they get saif. Yisrael is going to get skila. That's why we're mentioning it over years, because Yisrael gets skila, was on the list of the niskalin, and the reason they have a different din than Yisrael is because shekol misam ur b'nei Noach ein al b'saif. Every single time a Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa, the Chayiv Misa for a Ben Noach is always going to be Saif. There is no other Misa for a Ben Noach. Rashi on tomorrow's daf brings the Gemara that the Tanit Bei Menashe tells us that every Misa by Bnei Noach is Misa Schenek. So there's two opinions, whether it's Misa Saif or Misa Schenek, whenever Ben Noach violates something. L'chora, Tosus points out, we have a Kasha, because when Tamar was accused of having Znus, and Yehuda was told about it, so what did he say? Hotzi'ua v'teisarev. You should take her out and burn her. Well, wait a second, that's a din of a Ben Noach. It's Yisrael Kodem Atentara as a din of a Ben Noach. Sreifa. It's not Saif, it's not Chenek. So how could that be that we're saying that there are two opinions? What did Ben Noach get? It's either Hereg or Chenek. What do you mean? It was Sreifa in the story of Yehuda. So Tosos explains that he was not Mechayev for Sreifa because that's the din. She was not Mechayev Misa Bedina Yisrael nor Bedina Ben Noach. He was only being Machmir on her to be Mechayev Misa like a Yevama that was Mezana, meaning after she's Nisyavim. Like any Eishas Ish, as Chayiv Misa when she's Mezana. Prior to being Mezana would only have been a Lav, and therefore she would not have been Chayiv Misa at all. So since he was Machmir on her to treat her like a Yevama who already did Yibum and was then Mezana, so he was Machmir on her to give her the Misa of a Bas Kohen Shazinsa, because she was the daughter of Shame, who was a Kohen Lekel Elyon. So he gave her extra, an extra Chamer Dika Onish. But that is not the onesh Tosa says that a typical Ben Noach would get. So I asked the Gemara, Vaha mehacha nafka, is this din that a Ben Noach is mekalel is derived from the pasuk ish ish mehasa nafka? We derive it from a totally different pasuk. It already says by Adam Arishon, it says Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Es Adam, and Chazal Darshan Hashem Zo Birkas Hashem, that Adam Arishon was already commanded in Birkas Hashem. So Amar Yitzchak Nafka Lo Nitzrucha Elo L'Rabbos HaSakinuyin, that the Tana, the Braisa, had to learn from Ish Ish to include that not only is there an Isser of Birkas Hashem from Bnei Noach, but even if he uses a kinoy of the Shem Hashem, he's going to be Chayiv Alib Rabbi Meir. And this is assuming, like the Sheet of Rabbi Meir, that Yisrael is Chayiv Miso when he uses kinoyin, so we darshan that Bnei Noach are as well. Did Tanya, because we have a Braisa, that it says by the Parsha of the Mekalel, Ish Ish Ki Yekalel Kov V'Nosacheto Matam Alomar, what's the Pasuk teaching me when it says that the Mekalel is Ne'enash V'lo Kvar Nemar, after all, doesn't it already say V'Nokev Shem Hashem Osimas? So the fish never v'nokev shem mosimas yachalo yechayev ella al shema miyuchad bilvad. I might have thought that you're only going to be chayev for a klala of the shema miyuchad alone. Minayin l'rabos kala kinuyin. How do I know that includes all of the kinuyin as well? Tamalomer ishki yekal l'alkav mikal makom. The term kinuyin over here does not mean what it meant in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said a kinuy that when we judge the case, we judge with the kinuy. So we made up a random name. So Yossi was the name instead of, it wasn't an actual reference to real Shem Hashem at all. Kinuyin are actual, there are actual Shemos that are just not the core Shem Hashem, like Kel and Shakai and things like that. That's what we mean by Kinuyin over here. That if a person is Mekal Hashem B'Kinuy, he's nevertheless going to be Chayiv Divrei Meir V'Cham Ramim Al Shem HaMiyuchad B'Misa. If a person is Mekal L'Shem HaMiyuchad, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, because that's what the Pasuk means when it says V'Nokev Shem Hashem Osimas V'Al Kinuyin V'Sara, and Al Kinuyin he's only going to be Chayiv for Elokim Lo Sekalel, but he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. That's a different opinion. So according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk of Ish Ish Ki Yekalel teaches us that a Yisrael is going to be Chayiv Kares with a kinoy and not Misa. So it will turn out that it's not possible that the Braisa that derived the Yisr Ben Noach from Ish Ish is going like the Chum, because the Braisa tells us that the Misa of the Ben Noach is Besayef. According to the Rabbanan, there's no Chiv Misa for a Jew for being Mekalel with the Kinoi. So how could you learn from there that a Ben Noach is going to be Chayiv Misa? But by Ben Noach, Asarasa Zuhi Misaso, normally whatever's Asar for him, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, but still, it's not Mistaber that he's going to be Chayiv Misa from a Pasuk that Yisrael is Pater Misa if he does that same thing. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka says that the Braisa, the Darshan's Ish Ish, that equates a Ben Noach to Yisrael and his Mechayiv Misa, is only going Lefi Shitas Rabbi Meir and not Lefi Shitas HaRabbanan. Upliga de Rabbi Maisha, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka holds that according to the Rabbanan, Yisrael and Ben Noach do not get killed for being Mekal Shem Bekinoy. That's against Rabbi Maisha. Dam Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noach Shabirich Hashem Bekinoyim, if a Ben Noach is Mevarich Hashem with a Kinoy, Le Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan that say that a Yisrael that's Mekal Bekinoy is not Chayiv Misa, a Ben Noach does it, Chayiv, he's still going to be Chayiv Misa. So he explains, my time, what's the reason, what's the basis for the Chilik between the Yisrael and Ben Noach in terms of being Mekal with the Kinoy? Dam Krak, because the Pasuk says, Kager Ezrach, it goes on to say, B'nakvo Shem Yumas. So an Ezrach is Yisrael, so the Yisra of Mekalel is both by a real Yisrael and by Gerim. L'chora, that is unnecessary to teach, because all the mitzvahs of the Torah apply equally to Gerim. We don't, you know, by a Gerus, he's Mekabel all the mitzvahs. We don't say, choose which ones you'd like. No, Kager Ezrach is always true of every mitzvah. So what's the Pasuk teaching me? That Ger Ezrach would be in B'nakvo Shem. Avalov Chav Mafil B'kinoy. That this requirement of benakvo shem in order to be chayiv misa, that's only for a Jew. But if it's not, whatever kind of Jew, whether it be a ger or an ezrach, but an ovid chavim, it's even going to be with a kinoy. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Meir, both Yisrael and Ben Noach or Mekal B'kinoy get killed, and according to the Rabbanon, Yisrael does not get killed, but a Ben Noach, there's a machlokas amoraim, what the shita of the chacham would be. Rabbi Yitzchak holds he does not get killed, and Rabbi Meisha holds he does get killed. So the Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Meir in the pasuk of Kiger Ka Ezrach, the way Rabbi Meyasha understands. For Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir who holds that Yisrael is Chayiv Misa, if he's Mekal Bekinoi, and Ben Noach are also Mekal Misa, if they're Mekal Bekinoi from the phrase Ish Ish, Hay Kiger Ka Ezrach Mayavadei, what drasha does he make from Kiger Ka Ezrach? So the Gemara answers Rabbi Meir's from that pasuk the following: Ger Ve Ezrach Beskila, Avalucham Vesayev. To tell me that it's a different Misa, that a Ger and Ezrach, they're Chayiv Skila for being Mekal Hashem. And Avalucham is not Chayiv Skila, he's Chayiv Sayev. Salka Tadi Chamin all this Rabu is Rabu, because I might have thought, according to Shitz Rabbi Meir, that since we're including the guy in the Isra of Kinoi, he's going to get the same Onesh as Yisrael, Chamash Malan, that we're including him in the same Isser, but not the same Onesh. His Onesh is still going to be the Onesh of a guy. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Libid Rabban, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who holds within the sheet of the Rabban, and the both Yisrael and Ben Noach and Makal Bekinoi are not Chayiv Misa, it's only in Asara, Hai Kiger Ka Ezrach Mayavadei. What do they do with Kiger Ka Ezrach? So they darshan as follows: Ger Ve Ezrach Hudu Be'inan Shem B'Shem, that it's only by a Jew that you need Shem B'Shem in order to be Mechayiv Misa. Alev Chavim Lo Be'inan Shem B'Shem, but by Inov Chavim it could just be Mekalas Hashem. You don't have to be Mekalas Hashem using the Shem. It doesn't have to be Yaka Yossi Es Yossi. It could just be Yaka Yossi. It could just be Es Yossi or whatever. So Ish Ish Lamali. The Gemara asks on the Rabbanan, that which it says Ish Ish, what do you need that for? For the actual Isra Birkas Hashem with the Shem HaMiyuchad, you don't need to be Mashra Ben Noach to Yisrael, because we already know that Pasuk. We already know the Isra of Ben Noach in Kilas Hashem from Adam Arishon, from Eitzav Hashem. And as far as Kinuyim, according to Rabbi Meyasha, we already know from Kiger Ka Ezrach that they have a more Chamer Dikah Din in Yisrael, the Chayiv Misa on a Kinuy. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, they're not Chayiv Misa on it, but since they're not Chayiv Misa, they're also not Musar on it. So why does the Pasuk have to say Ish Ish? Dibur Torah Kulashon B'nei Adam. Enoch Nami, there is no Drasha to make from Ish Ish. That's just the Torah speaking in the manner of speech. That's the way normal people speak, and this guy, and the Torah sometimes does that, and that principle comes up all over Shas. The Dibur Torah Kulashon B'nei Adam. Okay, so now the Gemara brings an additional part. That's part one of today's daf. So part one of today's daf is about Megadef Mekalas Hashem. Now part two of today's daf is the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Tan Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvos Nitzavu B'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvos that B'nei Noach are mitzuva in, and they are dinin. Dinin is just setting up a court system to implement the other sheish mitzvos b'nei Noach. The Rambam writes that they have to be moshev dayanim b'kol makom to be done in all the other six mitzvos. The Ramban disagrees. He says the mitzvah of dinim is that they have to have all dinim amenus, geneva and hanaa and schar sachir and shomrim and avos and zikin, all the halva, all of choshe mishpat. It means that they have to set up batei din to deal with. It's not about the other six mitzvos b'nei Noach that they have to implement. That is that they have to have a normal system of justice to make sure that society runs normally. That's how the Ramban writes in his commentary to Sefer Bereishis. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that it's about the other six mitzvahs. Second, Birkas Hashem, which we just discussed. Third, Avodah Zarah. Fourth is Gilui Arayos. Fifth is Shlichus Damim. Sixth is Gezel. And seventh is Eiver Min HaChai. So those are the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel Omer, Af Al Hadam Min HaChai. Not only Eiver Min HaChai, even dam that comes out of a live animal or a chayv, right, a behemah chayv of, that you're still, the Ben Noach is going to be chayv. Rabbi Chitka Omer Af Al HaSirus, that Ben Noach is mitzvah in Sirus as well. He's not allowed to do something that's that causes either a human or an animal to be masuras. The Tanaim use Af. Rabbi Kiva Eger understands that every Tana is maskim to that which the previous Tanaim add on, and each one is just going to add on another mitzvah. So when Rabbi Chitka says Afala Sirus, and then Rabbi Shimon Omer Afala Kishuf, Rabbi Shimon also agrees to Sirus, meaning it has to be in this order, because he agrees that Sirus is included. It's a machlokas, not only Tanoim, it's a machlokas on the page in Shulchan Aruch, whether a Ben Noach's mitzvah in Sirus. Big nafkamina, right? Let's say a person buys a dog, and he brings the dog to a vet, and he asks the vet to be misaris his animal. So what did you just violate, right? Definitely violated something, but what did he just violate? Did he violate Mira Lenachri? if only Yisrael is mitzvah and sirus, so he violated Amir al-Nachri. Okay, it's Nisid Rabban of Amir al-Nachri. I'm not so okay, it's not so good. It's a violated Amir al-Nachri. But if it's Ben Noach's mitzvah and sirus, then he violated Lifnei Iver, right? Because Nachri is mitzvah and sirus, so you gave me. He can't just go around being Misari's dogs. He needs permission of the owner. So it's Lifnei Iver Daraisa on sirus. So that will be totally on whether a Ben Noach is mitzvah and sirus. That issue was never fully resolved, whether a Ben Noach is mitzvah on sirus or not. So Rabbi Shimon says even on Kishuv, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolom Parshas Kishuv Ben Noach Musar Olav. Anything that says in Parshas Kishuv, Ben Noach is not allowed to do. Lo yimatzi b'cham mavir b'no b'ito b'eish kosim k'samim ma'onin menachish u'mechashif v'chover chover v'shol lo v'yidoni v'dorish alameisim. Not only is whatever is considered in Kishuv, but the kosim, the ma'onin, the menachish, even though that's not Kishuv, it's different forms of things that you're not allowed to do. B'nei Noach and Musar in that as well. Because it says, u'beglala tu'evo se'ila Hashem elokecha morish osam yipanecha, that it's because they do all of these things that they are thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the land. So v'lo'ana shalom kein hisir. How could Bnei Noach be punished for that unless they have some sort of issue to do it? So it must be that they're not allowed to do any of these things. Ma'onin and Mechashev and Menachish, all of these things. Rabbi Lazar Omer afal ha'klayim. Then Rabbi Lazar says there's another issue for Ben Noach, and that is klayim. The mutarim Bnei Noach lilbosh klayim. Bnei Noach are allowed to wear shatnis, but the lizroa klayim ve'nasur el barvas behem. They're also allowed to plant two types of zra'im with one another. They're allowed to plant kilei akerem. When we say that b'nei noach or mitzuvin klayim, it means to be marbia different types of animals with one another, or to be markiv, to graft two different types of trees with one another. So it says Gemara, minani mili, how do I know that these are the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, domar krak, because the pasuk says, v'yitzav Hashem elukim al ha'adam lemor, mikol eitz hagan achol tochel, that we darshan that each word in the pasuk is being merames to a mitzvah that Bnei Noach are mitzvah in, and Bnei Noach are these zera adam arishon. So it says vayitzav, that's elu adinin. How do I know it's dinin? V'chenu amar Hashem, because we find that Hashem says to Avram Avinu ki yedatav l'man asher yitzav esbanav, and the pasuk continues lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. So you see that tzedakah relates to mishpat. That vayitzav rather relates to tzedakah u'mishpat. So that's how I know it's dinin. Hashem zubirkas Hashem. How do I know? V'chenu omer v'nokev shem Hashem mosi ma. So you see, Hashem is merames to the yisur of kilas Hashem. Elokim zo avod chavim. That's avod zara. V'chenu omer lo yelecha Elohim acherim. So you see that that lashon means avod zara. Al ha adam zo shvichas damim. That's a reference to murder. V'chenu omer shovich dam. Ha'adam. So Ha'adam is Shvichas Damim. Lemar, zo Gilei Arayus. That's the Rebbe's Gilei Arayus. V'cheinu Omer, Lemar, hein yishalach ish es ishto, v'holcha me'ito, v'hoysa li'ish acher. So it's the pasuk is, Yeshuv aleha, oh, is he going to ever go back to her? So from the fact that it says Lemar, it's merames on inyani ishus. Mikol eitz hagan, that's coming to tell me that, yeah, they're allowed to eat from the eitz hagan, v'lo gezel, but they're not allowed to eat from stolen things. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be mafkir, all the atzei hagan, and to be matrim to eat from it, tells me that without someone telling you you have permission to eat this, you're not allowed to eat something that belongs to something else. Achol tochel v'lo ever menachai. That's why I darshan not ever menachai. So the Gemara brings another drasha that flips things. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak tani yipcha v'yitzav zu avod chavim elkim zu dinim. So it flips those two. So bishlam elkim zu dinim. I understand elkim is dinim d'chsiv because the pasuk says v'nikvav balabayis El Elohim. So you see, the term Elohim refers to going to judges. El Vayitzav zu Avodah Zarah. My mashma. Where do you see from Vayitzav that that could be Avodah Zarah? So Rav Chisra v'Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. That after the Chet Egel refers to Tzivisim, the Chet Omer, and the other one says that it's from the pasuk in Hosea about the Jewish people, Ashok Ephraim Ratzut Mishpat Kiyol Halach Achrei Tzav, that the Jewish people who are called Ephraim over here are being punished because they shaftu because of the judgment of Hashem. Hashem. And since they wanted to follow the tzivoy of the Nevi'i Abal that came up at that time, so you see the Lashon Tzivoy is Meramis to following of the Zara, to the Nevi'i Abal. Maybenai, what's the difference whether the Makar is from Vayitzav or it's from something else? So you can be Nai, Ovicham Shas Avod Zara Velo Shtachvela. What if Ovicham does Avod Zara, but he's not Mishtachve to the Avod Zara? He didn't yet. He made an Avod Zara, but he wasn't Mishtachve to it. Are Mechayev Misa for just being Miyachid something to use for Avod Zara? Lamandi Amar, according to the Shita that holds that we derive from the Pasuk of Sar Mer Menadach Rashatvisim, Asu Lehem Egel Masecha. So Lashon Asu sounds like Mishas Asiya, from the moment they made the Avod Zara Mechayev. Ulmanyam Ki Ahoil Halach, and the opinion that derives from the Pasuk of Kiol Halach Achreitzav, Ad Azul Basra Palachla, then it has to be that they actually worship the Avod Zara. So Amrav Amik, Ulmanyam Wait, is there any such opinion that if an Ovid Chavim makes an Avod Zara and is not Mishtach of it, he's going to be Chayiv? Vatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us? That if it's the kind of thing that a Bezen Shal Yisrael would not kill someone for, then a Ben Noach is not included in that Ashara. Lemute Mai, and what are we referring to? Lav Lemute Akum Shas Avod Zara V'lo Shtach. Isn't that exactly referring to an Ovid Chavim who made an Avod Zara and was not Mishtachvet to it, that he's not going to be Chayiv because a Beis Din Shal Yisrael is not Mamis on such a thing? Amrav Papa lo, Lamute Gipuf, Vinishuk. No, it's coming to be Memait. Hugging an Avod Zara, kissing an Avod Zara, that he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for. But designating an Avod Zara, maybe an Echonami. Gipuf, Vinishuk, Temai. Hugging and kissing what? Which Avod Zara? Ilem Kedarka, if that's the normal way of the Avoda, of the Avod Zara. So bar ketalahu. So then he's chayiv misa. Then he's actually just doing avodah zara. Elamute shelo kedarka. It must be a gip of venishuk when that's not the derech of the avodah of that avodah zara. So Yisrael is not going to be chayiv on the gip of venishuk, and the nachri is not musar at all on the gip of venishuk of an avodah zara, where that's not the way to be oved that avodah zara. So we had said that one of the shemis b'nei noach is dinim. So dinim b'nei noach ibkud. Is that true that b'nei noach are mitzuvin dinim? But didn't we learn in a brisa Esther Mitzvos and Savi Yisrael B'mara Shavish Kibbutz and Menorah Vosvalein Dinin V'Shavus V'Kibbutz Aveim, that we got 10 Mitzvos and Mara, the 7 that the Bnei Noach already have, and on top of that is Dinim Shavus V'Kibbutz Aveim. So you see that Dinim is an addition on top of the 7 Mitzvos Bnei Noach. It's not one of the 7 Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Tosfos raises the question: why doesn't it mention Gidanasha? If you assume that became Aser for Bnei Yaakov for the Mitzvah Smila, which was already given to Bnei Avraham Avinu in the list of mitzvos that are prior to Matan Torah. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and Maram Shik work on the answers to that to that question. Or why is Pur Ravu not mentioned in the minyan mitzvos from prior Matan Torah? I mean, there are other things that we learned about prior to Matan Torah. Anyway, the Gemara explains how I know that in Mara we got these three dinim. So dinin dichsev, because the pasuk says when we went to Mara, sham samlo choku mishpat. So mishpat is dinim. Shabbos v'kibur aveim dichsev kasher tzivcha Hashem elkecha. V'am Rav Yehuda kasher tzivcha b'mara, like I commanded you in Mara, that we don't find anywhere else that Klal Yisrael is commanded in anything prior to Matan Torah, except for in Mara. So you see that that dinim is not something that Bnei Noach are already mitzuva in. I guess mention of Kibbutz Aveim and Shabbos, as to the Aseres Dibros come up in this week's parasha. So dinim are not something that Bnei Noach were mitzuva in. It only came up in Mara. So in Mara, it wasn't about setting up a court system. No, it was adding details to the rules of dinim. We already had dinim from Bnei Noach, but then the din of Eda, that we have to be dan dinim and fashos with 23 dayanim, the din of Edim, that you can only judge a guy if you have two Edim, hasra, you need to give hasra in order to be chayiv misa, that was added at Mara. Why does the Brisa say that hosif alein dinim sounds like we were most of the actual idea of dinim? Elam Ravlonitz Chutzcha Ela L'dine Knossos. Now, there was a whole different section of dinim that was added at Mara, and that is dine Knossos. Akati Vosifu B'dinim Mibayle. Still, it should have been more clear. It should have said that they added within the dinim, not that they added dinim. Sa'elam Ravach B'Yakov L'nitzcha L'hoshev Bezin B'chal Pelech Pelech Chol Ir V'Ir. What Klal Yisrael was commanded at Mara was to make sure you have Bati Din in every region, in every city. V'habnei Noach Lo Ifkid. Are B'nei Noach not chayiv to do that? V'atanya, didn't with the Brisa tells K'shem Shem Sav Yisrael Lo Shabbat Din B'chol Pelech Pelech Chol Ir V'Ir. Kach Sav B'nei Noach Lo Shabbat Din B'chol Pelech Pelech Chol Ir V'Ir. Don't we learn that B'nei Noach have the same chiyuv? Elam Rav Ha'itan Tan Be Mashu De Mapik Dach Va'il Sach. This Tana is the Tana de Bei Menashe who takes out of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach the Mitzvos of Dinim and Birchas Hashem. Dach is Dinim and Birchas Hashem, and instead is Machnis Sirus like Rabbi Chidka and Kalayim like Rabbi Lazar into the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The Tana de Bei Menashe Sheva Mitzvos Nava B'nei Noach Avod Zor Gilei Arai Shvich Zdam Gezel Eiv Menachai Sirus U'Kalayim. So you see that's his list of Sheva Mitzvos. And in Ochinami, Dinim was not on his original list. So the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even Bnei Noach are nitzava on seven mitzvos, but Adam Rishon lo nitzava el al avod zar belvat. Even though Bnei Noach have seven mitzvos, Adam Rishon only had avod zara. Shnem Rav Yisav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam. So we darshan that he was mekabel, he was mitzava him to be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokim. So that's why Yitzav Hashem Elokim. That's it. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Omer, and in addition to this, avod zara, he also was not allowed to curse Hashem. That's also derived from the pasuk that Adam. Some say that Adam Rishon already had to set up dinim because even though the derive from the pasuk that we discussed, but since he was mekabel Hashem as a god, you had to be able to implement whatever rules there were. Kiman Adam Revidom Rav. Who's Rabbi Dom Rav following when it says Elokim ani lo tekaluni, Elokim ani lo timiruni, you're not allowed to switch me for an avod zar, Elokim ani ye morai aleichem, that you have to have my mora on you and not mora basar v'dam, and therefore you have to administer justice properly. Kiman ki yeshom, that's going like that yeshom, that bnei Noach mitzuv in all of those things. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the Tana de Bei Menashe on the bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.